It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain me.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy sh! It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
Everybody, you are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than the police confiscating your dildo.
Oh my God!
Yes, you know how that is.
No.
You can join the chat room, the Den Pen, by going to davinsden.com and clicking on air. I am your host, Davin Rosenblatt. We are joined by Joe Curry in the remote Beach House studio. Hello, Joe.
Yes, hello. How's everybody doing?
Good. And Pip Helix, who's here.
Hi, everybody.
On the show, various freedoms you may be losing, including voting, protesting, masturbating, and trick-or-treating.
Uh-uh.
We're losing it all, baby.
Nuh-uh.
It's all going by the wayside. And Scam Busters with Ann Jackson. So, Joe, we're so happy to have you for the first hour, but we don't get to keep you, do we?
No, unfortunately, I gotta go to a wake.
I never understood the purpose of the wake. They're not getting up, but that's just me.
Hubla. What's the thing with prayer cards? What are you supposed to do? Trade them with friends? Hey, I got double signed grandma. I'll flip you for Uncle Tony.
That usually comes in about the 18-minute mark of Joe's act. That's not in the MC set, but it is mid-feature set. So nothing going on, Joe? Nothing good?
Not really, no.
That's good.
Just same old stuff.
What about you, Pip?
Oh, no. Life's shit.
Really?
Yeah.
Nobody's got anything going on.
Well, what about you?
Nothing good.
Settle down, horse face. I'll get to it.
Oh, my God. Horse face.
Horse face. Joe's the horse face of the show.
And you're the horse ass.
He couldn't wait. He could not wait. No, he was like,
I posted it on Facebook today. That's why. But that's all right. Joe didn't see that. Joe's just taking shots at me.
Yeah. What you know?
So we had in town the Apple Fest. Are you familiar with the Apple Fest? Very big.
No, I'm not familiar
with
Apple
Fest. It's where
we bring
in local artisans and vendors and food trucks and everybody from New Jersey and New York and the Hudson Valley all converges on my town to be smushed together into a wee couple of streets.
Smushed together in an applesauce, if you will.
An applesauce. There's lots of, and you know, you can buy various pottery things.
Oh, okay. Actually, it sounds interesting.
It does it. Signs. You can buy a tie-dyed shirt for $40.
No.
I think that's a little much.
Yeah. Deadheads had to do that cheaper.
Yeah, well, so do I. I got an AC/DC tie-dyed shirt. $15.
There you go.
And well, the local vendors, the ones that are here like every week, they jack up the prices.
Right.
For all the rubes coming in.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of different foods there. It's expensive, though. Everything's expensive.
Yeah, food trucks are not like the, you know, dollar dog that you used to be able to get.
No, they've gone high class.
Yeah.
The highlight.
What are the prices? What are the prices? Like, give an example.
I don't know, like $10 for a sausage sandwich.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
I think so.
Yeah, really.
I mean, you know, it's stuff like that. I mean, it's not outrageous.
Right, but
you're not getting off cheap.
Yeah.
That's why I always eat the free samples. like they have various dips and shit. I'm just going there eating samples of everything. That's the highlight of the thing usually for me. Going there and eating free samples of food.
Oh, you're beloved in Costco, aren't you?
I'm not a member to Costco, but BJ's, yes. Yeah, it's you know, you can make a day of it.
That's people with a table and some food at the end caps.
Yeah, and then you walk around and you put on a fake mustache, you come again. Yeah. That's my move. The highlight for me was what, Joe?
You're the only guy that brings a bag of costumes to the BJ's.
Yes.
Tom's here in the chat room.
Oh, to what do we owe this honor?
Well, he's back on medical.
He's been on medical for a while.
No, no, no. He was off, and he re-hurt the same shoulder.
Yeah, you know, it's because he's got a massive girthy cock that he just won't leave alone.
He keeps swinging it over his shoulder, and he wants to...
Right, right. He's going to be on the DL. He won't be pitching for the Tigers. Why? Cock injury. Too much cock. Trucker Tom has too much cock.
Too much cock hurt his shoulder.
So the highlight for me of the whole thing was I found the DirecTV truck and I was watching the Jets game. That was the highlight for me.
Oh, no.
I'm watching it and people are going by, oh, my God, they're winning. They're not blowing. It's like, shut up. Shut up. So fucking negative. So much negativity surrounds me.
Yes. Well, and only one of us is here tonight surrounding you.
But you're usually here at this time. It's the added negativity of Joe. We're not usually getting Joe at this time. So
I'm casting a pall against the show in the early hours.
Yes,
as opposed to what you do in the later hours, generally.
Yeah, I'm just getting an early start.
Well, we appreciate that. We like to have you while you're awake.
I'm here to help.
Yeah,
I'm the early shift.
So it's very crowded. But here's what I don't understand. Like, people are packed in there like animals,
sure,
sardines, because you got vending booths on both sides, and the streets are rather small.
Yeah.
Why are people bringing their dogs to this?
Because that's what people do now.
I understand, but people are assholes. it doesn't, because the dogs are going to get stepped on. The dogs are going, you don't, because you, when you're used to walking, you're not used to looking down and potentially stepping on a dog's paw.
Yeah.
There's no reason, if you can't go out and have a day out without your dog, marry the fucking dog. Just marry the dog, because I guarantee you, men are willing to go out without their wives and wives without their men. I see it in clubs all the time, but you can't go out with your dog on a Sunday afternoon. I actually saw one crazy person, they were pushing a baby carriage and they had their cat on a leash. Are you fucking kidding me? Are you kidding?
Leave the cat at home.
But where's the outrage about the dog, Joe?
No, the dog is there too, especially if it's that crowded, and now you got to walk your mutt through everything.
Right.
Leave him at home.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, if it's a service dog, I get it. If it's a service dog, I'm fine.
Well, of course you're not talking about service dogs. You're talking about your auxiliary dogs.
And now you got people who have to bend down and pet the dog. You don't even see them. You're tripping over them. What is this shit? Leave the dog at home. Enough. These people, I mean, are you on the leash or is the dog on the leash? I was outraged.
Outrage is a bit strong for people bringing their pet out.
It is a bit strong, but I really didn't have any place else to really focus it.
Okay. So it's like, this is the part that pisses me off.
Because it's stupid. Don't you think? You're going to an event that's going to be crowded. You're going to bring the dog through it, too. Leave the dog at home. Fill up his dish with food and water, and then go to the damn Apple Fest.
And it wasn't just a couple of people. It was scores of people. This isn't a dog
event.
There's
a lot of stupid people around.
That was where my outrage was. I'm glad we agree.
I agree with you.
No. When it's nice day out on the weekend, you bring the dog.
Hey, you know what? The weekend is composed of Saturday and Sunday. Take the fucking dog out on Saturday. Don't bring it to Apple Fest on Sunday where it's just going to be a nuisance. It's not good for the dog. It's not good for anybody.
It's great for the dog. All those new smells and things to see.
No, the dog is smushed against people, the poor dog. Probably scared out of its mind.
No, these are portable dogs.
They're dogs of all sizes. You have huge dogs, you have little dogs.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying. They bring them out.
No,
so they can have fun.
Paris Hilton. She had to bring her dog. Remember Paris Hilton back in the day?
Yeah.
Had to bring her dog all over the place.
In a bag.
Yeah, at least the dog was in a bag. It was stupid when she did it. It's stupid when you do it. Leave the dog at home. You're a human being. Play with the dog when you're at home. Give the dog all the love and the kisses and the attention. But when you have crowded things, leave the dog at home. I don't bring the dog to a baseball or football game.
Well, Tom's agreeing with you, actually, and he has a dog.
Yes!
He goes, that's what I love about Bella. When I take her places, she gets noticed. It's a 50-50 with, oh my God, she's so adorable, people, and holy shit, it's a pit bull, run!
But here's the thing, when I take her places, yes, if it's not a crowded place, if he's taking the dog for a walk,
yeah,
if he's taking a place where the dog's not going to get trampled
right.
And be smushed, yes, by all means, spend some quality time with your pet. I'm not saying that, but when you're going to a festival where you know everybody's piled in, and there's no place for the dog.
See, that's the thing, though. But people do bring their dogs to festivals now.
Because they're assholes, and I'm here to put an end to it.
No, no, you're not going to put an end to
it. Are we going
to
bring the cat and the snake and the iguana and the pet cricket? Is everything coming to a... Why don't we just bring our living room to the festival? Bring your own TV, bring your bed, bring everything you fucking own to a stupid festival. That is, what, 7 hours out of the day? You can't spend 7 hours... You're not spending the whole day at the festival.
Look, you're talking to a woman who brings her entire world in her car with her everywhere.
But you leave the cats at home.
I do.
All right, so even
they're not as portable.
No, very few people are as attached to their cats as you are. And even you have the good sense to go, you know what? This isn't a cat thing.
Yeah.
This is a people thing.
Yeah, I leave the cats at home.
And another, I'm pissed at the local police, too.
Why?
Listen, I know it brings in a lot of revenue to the town, and this is a pro-revenue thing. You got people parking on the sidewalks. Fucking ticket them. You have parking lots where you're charging money. There's places for people to park. It's expensive. It's $5-$10. It's not that expensive.
Right.
If people are parking on the sidewalk where you cannot see that there's a sidewalk, ticket their asses.
Yeah.
And I spoke to, said that to the people in Whistler. Like, well, you know, you don't want to do that because you'll discourage people from coming. No, no. You'll encourage people to park where they're supposed to park.
Well, yeah. Particularly if there is adequate parking. It's just not as close as they would like. Too bad.
It was at the CVS. It's a couple of blocks away. I parked at the CVS.
Yeah, too bad. Too bad. They should park there.
It was all the way up in town?
Yeah, it was in town.
Yeah, I'm surprised the cops didn't ticket everybody. Hey, you got a ticket for breathing air in that town of yours.
No, that's Sugarloaf where you get a ticket for breathing air. But no, you're right. I've gotten tickets in my town, too. You're absolutely right. And then the most egregious thing. All right. At some point, as a society, we need to have interventions. So I'm walking by. And they have various stages of musicians all over the place, which is fine.
Okay.
You know, I guess the musicians want to be seen. I'll tell you one thing. You're not getting me to fucking do comedy out there unless there's a good paycheck. I'm not standing on a corner, a little fucking stage, hurling jokes at people. That shit ain't happening.
They let the musicians loose, though?
Yeah, which they always do at these stupid festivals. They consider themselves an artsy town.
Yeah.
You know, whatever.
I don't know if that's so wise, but go ahead.
So I'm walking by this church. I burst into flames. No. I'm walking by...
A couple of people, like, stopped, dropped, and rolled him, and then he's kept going.
I'm walking by this church, and there's this outside stage, and there's people watching, and all of a sudden, I hear this, ooh, but worse, and longer, and annoying. This was actually a singer. It sounded like an autistic kid losing their shit.
Oh,
it
God.
It was awful. It was god-awful. And at some point, this person's singing and playing their guitar. At some point, doesn't somebody go, don't do that outside.
Don't do that ever!
Save that for your shower when nobody's home. At what point do we intervene as a society and go, you know what, not everybody can fucking sing.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. There should be some sort of vetting process before they let anybody come out and warble at their festival. Because it can drive people away, really.
And then we run into our neighbor, who's an opera teacher. Teaches opera and everything, so I'm assuming she has a good voice.
Yeah.
I go, you need to fix that. I go, you need to fix that now.
What did she say?
Well, she
like,
to...
What is it, like a doctor? Somebody get a vocal coach. I'm a vocal coach. All right, stop. Let's learn some scales.
Yes.
As luck would have it, yes, Joe.
Yes.
We had a remedy, and then my sister-in-law is like, what's wrong with you inside voice? I'm like, no, somebody needs to stop that.
What's wrong with you inside voice?
Because
you're yelling, stop it!
Because I'm like, what is that? I am outraged by how bad that is. I am insulted that this, outside of a church...
You're saying that like it's sacred ground. You're not supposed to be off pitch.
Well, doesn't God have a lightning bolt he's not using or something? I mean, really, is this something nobody could do about this?
I think you're thinking Greek
you
gods.
Know, little do you know, Jesus was probably coming back and he heard that music and goes, I'm coming back to this shit.
We were this close from the resurrection.
Yeah, this close. I'm coming back to this shit.
Trump finally got America where it needed to be. Jesus was coming back. Then he hears this shit going on in Applefest. He throws up two middle fingers like, fuck it, you're on your own.
There's no saving you people. Listen to that.
I finally had the president I wanted, and then you unleashed this outside my church? How dare you? What's wrong with you, America? How about you make singing great again? And then there's this debate going on amongst the people I'm with.
Right.
Is it a male or is it a woman? It has a mustache.
Which doesn't necessarily rule out.
Right, but I'm.
Anything.
A mustache.
It does, but it could be a shim. But I'm like, well, it's better than saying a shit. It could be a shim, but I'm like, you know what? It's outside of a church. It's probably a dude. Because I don't think they would have somebody of an alternative lifestyle singing right outside the church.
Sure they could.
They could. Yeah, really. I don't think they would.
No, it doesn't necessarily matter. A lot of churches are LGBT friendly, and so
really,
yeah,
really. Well, if they all sound like that, don't be. But
I went back when I used to go to church. I know
you call those the dark days.
Yes, those were the dark ages. In the dark ages, I used to go to this one particular church that had a woman in the and she was like an older resident of the town, and she'd been around for a long time, and was, you know, well liked amongst the community. But she sang like a goat, and the chorus was or what do you call it, the choir was suffering, and so were the people in the pews because of the
but again, I blame the people around them or the person whoever loves that person. At some point you need to have an intervention.
Yes,
listen, if I keep on trotting out a joke that isn't working, and Joe's on tour with me, and I'm doing this joke every night for 2 weeks, and it's pissing off the crowd, and I'm insisting on doing it. At some point, Joe, out of the goodness of his heart, is going to go, knock it off. Stop it. It's not working, and it's irritating everybody. Right, Joe?
I think that this is in line with, you're talking about, I think it was last week, about the clothing intervention. This is like a no-talent intervention.
Yes! Somebody,
you know?
Listen, you know what? You're going to sing. That's great. You're doing it outside. Apple Fest is going to be a lot of people. Just don't do that screaming banshee thing. You're not Ozzy Osbourne. Stop. Just don't do that. You know, sing your off-key little ditties. You know, your folk music bullshit, which, by the way, I think Kimmel actually had that one we were singing on.
Oh, yeah?
I think the woman that you had.
Yeah.
I think Kimmel had her on, so shows what I fucking know. But anyway, but yeah, just somebody, if you love somebody, say something. That's what, it's not should be if you see something, say something. If you love somebody, say something.
Say something.
Yeah. I mean, listen, if Pip smells me, you know what, Pip, I love you, but you know what? I got a car wash that with your name on it. We're gonna do your undercarriage. Everything's gonna be nice.
Oh, that sounds good right about now. I could use a refreshing shower.
Do that for people you care about.
Yeah, you know,
it's
like,
a hard conversation to have.
Yeah, it is. It's like, dude, the BO is just killing us,
right?
And it's killing everybody,
right? If there's something that somebody is so bad at, and they're about to embarrass themselves and annoy other people, you must do something.
Absolutely. I've agreed with that. I knew this girl that was in high school that I don't know what the teachers were thinking, but this poor girl, one of the art teachers was encouraging her to go to art school or something. She could not draw. She just
Maybe it was school to get better.
They saw the potential, you're thinking? Yeah, no.
But that's the thing about art. It doesn't really have to be good. You just have to have somebody who thinks you're good.
No.
I mean, Picasso.
That's the whole trick, yeah.
I mean, Picasso. Really? I mean, you know, listen, I could make somebody that doesn't look like a human being, too. Nobody calls it art. They call it special ed.
No. I mean, art is a very different thing in that a lot of people don't want... I don't want to say a lot of people, but there are certain people that want their art to be pleasing to the eye. They don't want to have to work for it. They don't want to have exercise.
They want an apple to look like an apple.
Yeah. They just want it to be, you know, photorealistic.
Sure.
Or at least like painterly, watercolors, you know,
right.
Nice, pretty.
The shit you could get at Sears.
Matches
if there
was
still a Sears.
Matches my couch, you know. That, you know, that's what people want. Some people want. And other people want to, they want to be confronted by German expressionists and people are green
no,
and
I don't
screaming.
Want to be German art. Everything's in fucking blood.
No, it's not in blood. But
you see, so what happened when last time the Germans expressed themselves?
Joe, whatever do you mean?
I don't know what he can mean.
A little early to get Hitlery, but you know, who are we?
No, it's never too early to be Hitlery. Oh, my God. But what are you looking for?
I'm not looking for anything.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, I understand that not everybody wants to... Not everybody wants to work for it, but, you know, art is not, it is subjective, but there are definitely styles and there are definitely things that you look for.
This sounded like a man who got his scrotum caught in a zipper.
Yeah.
That's what it sounded. I felt like somebody took a dump on my soul after hearing that. I felt violated.
I was listening to Bob Dylan yesterday. They were playing Bob Dylan on the radio.
I'm so sorry.
It's amazing he ever had a career, how awful he sings.
I you know.
Yeah, but Joe, you're missing the point. He was talking about things back in the day.
Yeah, I understand that. He had a lot of sociopolitical thoughts and you know, he was philosophical. He had really good poetry, but the man can't sing.
Yeah,
it killed me.
Yeah.
Bob Dylan. I know.
It's not a bad Bob Dylan, right?
You know, Bob Dylan's a bad Bob Dylan, so there's nothing you can do
wrong.
I'm
doing a parody of a bad parody.
Yes.
If I was in the studio with Bob Dylan after, like, three takes, I would go, hey, Bob, stop, Bob. It doesn't matter. Why don't we get a guy? You know, the songs are good, but why don't we get a guy?
Why don't we get a guy?
Yeah, really.
I know somebody, Bob. I know somebody. Your message, somebody else's voices.
Right.
Well, I mean, that's what people say, like what my daughter says about my music. They're just screaming. No, they're not just screaming.
There is intermittent screaming, yes.
There are certain music that, you know, well, this isn't music at all. But somebody likes it.
Somebody likes it.
Was it Faith No... No, it wasn't Faith No More. Mike Patton had another band. I can't think of it right. Mr. Bungle.
Mr. Bungle.
Yeah. The first album, very good, which I don't own. The second album... There are songs on there that are just porpoise noises. What the fuck is this? Somebody put this on a track. They either go, fuck these people to buy anything, or like, we really think this is good. You know, this is going to play big at SeaWorld. I don't know what that, I don't understand, but I'm not an artist. I don't know.
Well, you know, my nephew is in a band, and they write very structurally complicated music, but that's more heavy metal, but there's definitely a lot of music theory going into this.
Music theory?
Yeah. But the...
I gotta tell you, theory makes everything boring.
No. I mean, do you like Rush?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, they have complicated music, too.
I understand. It's probably why I don't like it. Or it's
you don't like... How can you not like Rush?
I know.
I don't know. I like you. People question that. I make bad decisions all the time, so...
Well, what I was saying is that... The singing in his music and a lot of the music that he appreciates is what we call Cookie Monster music. Because everything, all the singing sounds like this!
Leave Mike McClinton out of this.
Yeah, kind of. But it's like, rah, 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 rah.
A lot of that.
Yeah, there is a
lot of
that.
German music, a lot of the white supremacist music, a lot of screaming. They're very angry people. Which I don't understand. Yeah. If you're playing in front of a bunch of fellow white people and that's who you want to be with, why so angry?
Yeah,
it's not like a black guy walked in and all of a sudden you got to get your angry voice on. Hey, we're all white here.
We're all white.
But the thing with the Cookie Monster music is, yeah, you have that guy. Rah, 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 rah. But the playing is very technical and very fast. A lot of staccato playing on that.
Yes.
Where the musicians, like the players, are very, 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 very good.
Right.
You know, and it, you know, but like Pip said, the lead singer is like singing Cookie Monster style.
Right. I think my nephew's very talented, but I think that the singing just leaves me in the dark.
Is it really singing, though?
No, not to me.
You know what it is? It's a commercial for Smith Brothers. Because you can't imagine somebody doing more than three songs without needing a lozenge.
Yes.
You need a lozenge after that.
I need one just after making fun of it.
You can't sing along to this shit.
No.
But they do have, but then they have like the catchy hook, which is usually like Kill the Jews or something. You know, something you could all get with.
Yep. is that what that was?
Sure. You didn't hear it over the guitar, but it was there.
Actually, if you sped it up, you could probably understand. Man, what's wrong, man?
Yeah, I don't know, but this was worse.
Yeah.
This was worse than white supremacist music.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because there was no good guitar playing with it.
Good guitar playing makes everything good.
Well, makes everything palatable, I guess.
Yeah.
And instead, it's just some shim on the guitar, like, you know, with people guessing what is it. No, somebody even said, I think my sister-in-law who yelled at me, or my wife, I don't know, somebody yelled at me. Well, no, it's Pat. It's a Pat. Like, from the old... it's not Julia Sweeney.
Right.
It's a guy who can't sing.
Yeah, but, I mean, gender aside, the person doesn't have a lot of talent. And, I mean...
Hey, had enough talent to play Applefest outside next to the church, Missy, with some folding chairs in front. You didn't get that gig, did you?
I was just going to say, it's better than what I got going on.
Exactly. Exactly. Fragile Sky will be there next year.
were people digging the music? Were there people listening?
I didn't fucking survey him, Joe, but there was people sitting there.
They were standing there.
Yeah, but were there people in front of the guy hanging out?
There was people sitting on folding chairs. But again, I don't know. I couldn't see the people's faces after that. It was backgroundy enough until the banshee scream.
Well, maybe they were trapped there waiting for the next act to come up.
It could be. You know, that's the problem with knowing the musician. You feel like you have to stay.
Yes.
It's the same thing with knowing a bad comic.
Well, sometimes you're in for a penny,
and
in for a pimp.
Comic goes up first, and you got to sit through the whole show.
Well, that's if you're considerate. Usually, they just get up and leave.
Yeah, a lot of times.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, people just, especially musicians in smaller places, they watch the band that they want to see, and then they ditch.
Well, Joe said last week when he was out with Corey Glover. Yeah. Corey Glover fucked the band that was supposed to go before him. Decided to go on. Then these other jabronis have to close the show after Corey Glover. Place empties out.
Yeah, they did.
It sucks.
They totally walked.
But you want to know something? I know Pip was of the consensus. You know, all of us are older folks, including Corey Glover, so we're like, yeah, we're going on a 10. Fuck the other guys. Leah, let's all get it done and get out of here.
Absolutely.
I understand, Nana. It was time. It was bedtime. I get it.
It was. We were all getting really tired.
I mean,
and the minute Corey was done, we're like, oh, gotta go. Because we were making noises like we were going to go to the diner afterwards.
By the way, is this the first black guy that was early instead of late?
I'm not even going to go there because I don't know.
I just threw away my political aspirations.
Yeah, you did.
You most certainly did.
Yeah,
nobody's
did.
Answering that, eh?
No.
All right.
No, not going there. No.
He was on time. He went up early. He went up an hour early.
I understand. Thus, I was going for the joke, Joe. And you and Pip backed away from me like I just shit my pants.
Is that what that is?
Bring the guitar player back, please.
You wouldn't want that. So, how am I going to approach it? All right, I blogged about this week. I've noticed a lot of people talking very negatively about the local Hasidic community.
Okay. At the Apple Festival?
Well, it happened again to me. Like, they speak to me.
Right.
Including people who I'm very close with. Like they feel like, for some reason, there's this permission to speak negatively about the Hasidic Jews.
Right.
Now, let me give you a little background on this.
Okay.
Why this is. You know, in one of the... In Curious Joel, which is one of the towns around here.
Yes, otherwise known as Curious George, to people who don't know and understand what we're talking about. It's not Curious Joel. It's Curious.
Okay. I'm going to go into the store. I'll be back.
Yeah. He's leaving.
Get a body bag for Pip. She ain't going to survive the segment.
Yeah, right.
It's Curious.
It is Curious. Curious. We have listeners that don't live in this area, and they don't know about it.
And we're going to stop the show for that.
Okay. Never mind.
So anyway, it's a very Hasidic community.
Yes.
And they all vote in a block. They vote as one block. So whatever candidate the rabbi of the community says to vote for, they all vote for that.
Yes.
So the politicians kowtow to the Hasidic Jews so they get a lot of tax dollars that the other towns don't get.
Mm-hmm.
In other towns they try to get on the school board. And then what happens is their kids don't go to the school, those public schools. They go to yeshivas, so they work to defund the schools, so the school systems go to shit.
Yes.
It happens a lot. It's not every Hasidic community, but for some reason it happens up here quite a bit. So there's that background hostility. I get that, which is why I'm conflicted about it. Because even I'm like, well, I don't speak out against it.
Right.
Because I'm like, well, if they come here and, mm-hmm. and they're buying up some of the houses here,
mm-hmm.
I'll do everything in my power to make sure they can't do that politically. But I'm not going to speak out against people who I don't know yet.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, I have to say that I understand this thought because we have in my community, we have some of the same issues. And the problem is that it does create a voting block. And it's like, I've never seen An immigrant group or a religious group or anything in this area do this before.
Right, but you know what? But you know, a lot of these people that speak out against them are, you know, support the president and commend the president for gaming the system and knowing how to work the loopholes when it comes to taxes and everything. So these people are just gaming the system. They're just playing the game better than everybody else. I'm not saying I like it or I don't like it. I don't know how I feel about it. Mm. That's why I'm conflicted. But they're not breaking the law. They're just gaming the system.
There are some laws that are being broken, though. When there are building codes and health codes being violated, that's
right,
a problem.
But you've always had slumlords of all denominations.
Right, right.
So, but there's not this outrage against an ethnicity because of one particular slumlord. Like yeah. If you have an Italian slumlord, you don't go, oh, these friggin' Dagos. Dagos. Oh, I'm sorry, I don't know my racial slurs as well as you two. I apologize.
Well, he's just used to being called that growing up, you
Not
know.
By me. but it seems like with the Hasidics, they all feel, everybody feels comfortable to say these things. Like, where I don't think people would feel openly comfortable if it was an African American or Puerto Ricans or even Muslims. I don't think they would feel comfortable speaking so outward. About the, oh, I hope the Hasidic Jews don't move here. I mean, it's not all in the family in the 70s when Archie didn't want the Jeffersons moving in.
Well,
but aren't they moving in and starting to push people out?
No, you can't push people out, Joe. People are selling and they'll pay a lot of money. You know, and listen, if you're a seller, you want as much money as you can get.
It's a subtle pushing out, though.
My neighbor to my right would not sell to the Hasidic Jews because he didn't want to do that to the people around here.
Right.
So it's just like this very weird thing. So I don't. So the people come to me and they say these things, and I don't say anything, but I just kind of give them like silent. Like I just kind of listen. Like instead of go, yeah, you're right, or like, oh, I don't like. I just kind of listen, and then it's funny. They try to justify what they were saying. I don't want you to think I'm this way, but. It's like they know that what they're doing is wrong, just by my silence.
I don't know what these people are saying to you, but some of the frustrations that you're talking about, I understand that.
I understand them, too.
And I've said these things myself.
But that's
does that make me an anti-Semite?
Well, you know what? But on some level, it does, because that's how it spreads. Because, you know, that's how bigotry spreads. It starts with some little justification.
Mm-hmm.
That's how stereotypes spread. It starts with, like, a shred of truth.
Right.
And then it blows up to be something much worse. You know, we're Irish, we're drunk. Well, there's probably one Irish guy or a family of Irish people.
There's lots.
I understand. But, you know, there was probably some in a community that were drunks, and now all Irish people are drunk. There was probably some thrifty Jews, and now all Jews. That's how this shit starts.
No, I get that. But when you do see, like, in my old community, I don't live there anymore, and it's not the same where I am now, but there was a huge influx of Korean families. And
oh, well, they're the worst.
But the Korean families would, they built their own church, and they, you know, a lot of stores opened up that were Korean, but they were, most of their, of course, they did have some English signage, but most of the signage and most of the products were Korean.
Yeah,
now,
I've seen that too.
Not that they can't have their own things, you know, they want to have,
but that's, but we
and when a community
that's
grows.
That's how you get like Chinatown and Little Italy and stuff.
Yeah.
People flock to where they feel comfortable.
Right.
You know, and nobody bitched about it before.
No, and there wasn't a problem because there wasn't a presumption, or there didn't seem to be like a forward movement of Korean people like buying up a community.
Listen, I'm not saying,
and then like taking over the school
I'm
board.
Not saying the Hasidics can't be better. I'm not. Listen, I think there's faults on both sides. I think the Hasidics could learn how to be better neighbors.
That's what I think.
I think they could learn to be better neighbors.
But it seems that they're being very tolerant when they move in a neighborhood. It doesn't seem like they're being very tolerant of the people that are not, you know, Hasidic.
Well, no. I mean, when you have a town like Curious Joel, they're not. You go in there with a short skirt, they're going to make it very uncomfortable for you.
Yes.
But that's not every place.
Right, right.
That's not every place.
That's not every community.
No, I mean, listen, I see Hasidics all the time when I'm at the supermarket, Walmart, whatever, wherever it is.
Yeah.
They don't bother anybody.
Yeah.
But I think they could do more of an outreach, and I think people really need to check their outward comments, because I don't think they would talk. I think it's because it's shoes, because I don't think people would feel that free to talk about others like that.
I can only speak for myself, because I can't speak for these people.
Why not? You have a microphone.
No, I mean, I can't speak for a group. I can speak for me. As individual human beings, I don't give a shit if what religion somebody is.
But you've talked openly badly about this group.
As a voting bloc that undermines the public schools.
But they're playing the game properly. Change the, you know, it's the same thing when people on the left go, well, the president pays taxes. People on the right go, well, he gamed the system. They're doing the same thing. If you don't want them to do it, change the laws.
I don't know how. The thing is, I don't know how to change the laws.
The argument is, then you guys need to organize. You know, get all the fair haired Irish chicks to organize and vote in a block or something. I mean, it's the same. They're not doing anything. Look, I don't like it. And like I said, if it happens here, and it could happen here, I will do everything in my power to prevent that block from taking over.
Right.
You know, politically.
But there's such numbers that it that's what communities are finding. They come in such numbers that there's not a way to fight it. And then you find that your public school, real estate is tied in with how good the public school
is.
And now you're talking about people's bottom line. It's like, oh my God, if I can't sell my house because now I'm considered to be in a community where the public school is not as good.
I don't know if that listen, because here, let's be honest.
I mean, that's what it means for me.
People are not going to discern. Most people are not going to. Once it's okay to talk badly about the Hasidics, it's not that much of a stretch to talk badly about all Jews, because you kind of get all lumped together. Yeah, people don't know the different varieties of Jews.
Right. I know what you're saying.
Right.
I mean, for me, I don't care if it's the purple people that are doing this.
I understand that. But, I mean, we've seen anti-Semitism on the rise over the past couple years. I don't think the Hasidics are helping anybody with this, by the way. Mm-hmm. I'm not giving them a free pass. But what I'm saying is, if you condone this, and, like, I haven't been forceful enough in stopping it.
Right.
You know, when people talk
about it.
Right, and sometimes I'm, like, compelled to try. But I'm also wondering, like, why do you feel you can tell me this? I'm Jewish. Like, don't you realize? Like, sometimes you'll even slip and go, oh, these Jews. And they go, well, I mean the Hasidic. It's like, they know what they're doing is shitty. They know.
Are they saying all these Jews?
Jews, and then sometimes they'll correct themselves.
Oh, no. They should not be doing that.
But if you allow it in one place, it's not that hard to stretch it out to more.
I understand the generalization and really, we've seen such a rise in anti-Semitism since certain people have come into power and won't obviously demonstrate that that's a problem. They won't obviously come out and say, these are bad people, this is
a
bad way.
It's on the rise globally, by the way.
It is. That's what I'm saying. Certain people have come into power, and there's a more of a fascist, white supremacist lean on the whole globe.
What supremacist is more tolerable?
What?
Good guitar work.
There you go.
And singing about cookies. God damn, they love their cookies.
What, Joe?
But I don't understand how Trump, there's this anti-Semitism thing with Trump. Trump is very pro-Israel.
The evangelicals are very pro-Israel. That's why Trump is pro-Israel. That's a big part of his base. When you have these neo-Nazi groups constantly going, oh, he's on our side. Maybe it's his fault, maybe it's not his fault. But he certainly put out a lot of dog whistles out there. You know, we've gone over it before with the Hillary star and everything. He's not as forceful as a lot of people would like. That's where he gets into
trouble. Yeah, he should be stomping that down.
And I'm always amazed how the white supremacists can go, he's one of us. Go, yeah, but his son-in-law, who he loves, is Jewish, and his grandkids are
and
Jewish.
And they're okay with that.
Yeah, so it's shitty on all sides. I don't know if Trump's an anti-Semite. I'm not saying he is. Do I think he could do more to fight it? Absolutely. My point is, I'm just saying anti-Semitism is on the rise. So it's not that hard for me to see how, well, we hate these Jews, and that spreads to we hate Jews.
I find it interesting that people are coming up and talking to you about this. I'm wondering if maybe by talking to you about it, they think that they are getting your approval as
right.
as the 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 uh, as as Trucker Tom said, well, you are the unofficial voice of the Jews.
Thank you, Tom. I'm counting on you now that you're on the disabled list to do your best to make the official voice of the Jews. Tom, I really hope you'll get on that campaign.
but not more so not as approval, but maybe he's your opinion. You know, you're approved, but you want.
I don't think they want
my
opinion. I don't. I know, Joe. I think Pip's more on it. Like, I think they want. I think if I chime in with it, it gives them a free pass to say these things.
Yeah.
And like I said, it's some people are very close to me that say these things too. Other Jews say these things to me too, and I just I'm conflicted because I stay silent.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I feel like maybe I should.
Trick about it is it is a problem, but if you speak out. You know, you're regarded as an anti-Semite. Do you sit on your hands? Do you speak out? So maybe if you talk to other Jewish people and explain the situation, maybe as the person that has the problem, you're not going, well, you know, I spoke to some folks that are Jewish. Maybe it's not just me. Not that it's an anti-Semite. You know,
let me tell you, other Jews are not happy with this either. Other Jews will think it's a problem as well.
Yeah, I know.
Like I said, the Hasidim, they're not innocent bystanders.
Well, like you said, they're not doing themselves any favors with PR.
Right.
You know? And I don't mean Puerto Ricans. They are not doing...
I'll tell you what, those Puerto Ricans know how to get a nice parade. The Hasidim could learn, instead of walking straggly in the middle of the street, you follow the Puerto Ricans, put a little music to it, it's a good time.
Yeah, there's dancing, they're singing, it's good.
And the reason I heard about the whole situation is my aunt lives over by the Out, and I was visiting, and she was mentioning that there's all sorts of towns that they're you know buying and moving, but
yes.
And they're not showing that much tolerance for anybody in there, and that's the take. Whether it's right or wrong, but that's the takeaway.
They're very reclusive. They stick to themselves.
Yeah.
Which you know somebody like you who wants people to you know most people want people to like filter into general society and learn the American way, and the American way is kind of some of your cultures and some of the shit we got going on here blended all together. It's kind of fusion. Like, if it was cooking, it'd be fusion. That's what the American way, the traditional yeah. American way is, you bring some of your stuff, we got this stuff going on. No, not the Native American stuff. We don't want that shit. But we got some of our stuff, and you kind of bring it all together. That's kind of the American way. And the Hasidim, in these particular communities, not all of them,
right?
But in these particular communities, are very closed off.
Yes.
So, like I said, they're not doing themselves any favors.
That makes people suspicious. A lot of people don't understand their ways, and that always makes people wonder what's going on because they don't fear. Fear rises from not being able to understand.
It's different. Know? They're not open.
Right.
Plus, you got all the regular stereotypes you have of Jews to begin with.
Which...
And they're not speaking English for a lot of times. You know, when they're with each other, they're speaking Yiddish.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's like a bunch of Italians speaking Latin. It's like, why?
Well, and there's an interesting...
Why?
There's an interesting difference here in that, you know, like some immigrant groups or, you know, religious groups, that when, even though they would keep to themselves, that there wasn't the presumption that they were like outwardly angry or aggressive towards the communities that they were moving into. But whether they're right or wrong, people have the feeling like there's talk about, oh yeah, if you drive through Muncie on the Sabbath, they're going to throw rocks at your car. That's the kind of stuff you hear amongst Gentiles.
You got to remember, none of them are Sandy Koufax. They're Jews throwing rocks. You'll be fucking fine. You know, keep a distance of 7 feet away. They won't reach you. How many Jews have a good arm? I mean, settle down, people.
Yeah, but you can't let them do that because their ERA sucks. You know, still a problem.
Trucker Tom says maybe the Jewish community should start their own parade, marching for blocks, blasting Hava Nagila and selections from Fiddler on the Roof.
That'd be very nice.
I think that would be fun.
You know what? And you know what? You hold up the local mayor in a fucking chair and you dance with him around the town. It's very nice. Very
nice. You know what? If they had the food trucks with all of the, you know, matzah and they had
let's slow down with the Jews and the food truck. We don't have that much to offer.
No, but I'm saying if they
had... Food trucks and you have the gefilte fish truck. It's no good.
No. But if they had the chicken soup out there, people would be healthy for months.
All right, so you got the chicken soup, matzo bowl soup truck.
Yep.
You got the bagel truck.
Done.
Yeah, I mean,
built the fish wagon.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's where it turns. That's where public opinion turns. These motherfuckers are trying to poison
us. Yay!
Yay! Can't go to the gefilte fish wagon.
No. No. Actually, drive that up to my house. The cats will love it.
Nobody wants gefilte. Even Jews know it's a suspect food. All right. So I'm just very conflicted. Like, I feel like I should probably be speaking out more, but I also feel that the criticisms of the Hasidic community are valid. So I'm very conflicted.
Listen, I'm not Jewish, but I was conflicted about it too, because I thought, listen to the way, and I have heard people saying very rude things, and
that's just on Tuesday night.
Behind,
that's right.
But and I did agree with that, because there were, you know, saying things that are obviously just really foul and obviously anti-Semitic, and I was like, no, that's not what this is about.
Yeah, but your hate is more discerning than most.
It shouldn't be. Yes, it is. I have specific instances of hate.
When it comes to your anti-Semitism, you're very focused.
Very focused. Laser focused.
That's what allows you to come into my abode.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. There's just particular instances and things that I think, you know, I agree with the melting pot philosophy of America, and I know that, you know, immigrant groups had it bad. I like to keep the sign in my house that says, something about Irish need not apply, just as a remembrance.
But that's only for porn star, because really they're not equipped for it.
There was a time.
Up, there goes another constituency. I guess another. I lost the blacks, the Jews, and the Irish just in the first 45 minutes of this show.
And I blew through the Hasidim and the Puerto Ricans.
Your campaign's not going well, sir.
It most certainly is not. I'm going to have to make many apologies, Joe. Fake news! It's not me!
Trucker Tom says, gefilte fish shots for everyone!
Yeah, again, you're not making yourself popular with that, Tom.
No, really, no.
That people are going to think that you're being aggressive with gefilte fish shots.
Yeah, it's like, you'll have this gefilte fish shot and you'll like it!
That'd be great when my kid pisses.
That was the show for 3 years ago.
It was a good damn good show, and I think it was more than that, Joe.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, you know what, I think you're right. We've been at this a while.
We will most certainly have.
We have.
All right. So, that's just how I feel.
It's interesting that you don't delve into it and you know, have the conversation with
people.
Well,
I'm on a street corner. What do you want from me? Or in a car.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. So you're not going to really get into it.
And I just fought with them about something else. Or sometimes not even. Sometimes not even. It's just weird that, like, they'll ease this into me. It's like, I'm just like, huh. I don't know what to do with this. But anyway, I wrote a blog on it.
It's a touchy situation.
It is.
Yeah.
I wrote it on my latest blog. Go to davinsden.com. I delve into it. I don't know. I wasn't planning on writing about that, but it just poured out of me that I don't know what to do. I usually have a pretty good idea of how I want to approach things.
Or how you feel about them already.
Yeah.
But you're sorting through your thoughts, which is...
I'm conflicted.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Will I go to the dark side? And which is the dark side?
Yeah, which is the dark side? That's the bigger question.
I don't think there's anybody good here, to be honest with you. I think both sides kind of suck.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not pretty.
No. I think, both sides could do a lot more.
Yes.
But they don't want to. And it's just going to get worse.
I wish it was better. I wish that there was an obvious answer, but...
That's actually why I voted Republican a couple of years ago in a local election.
Good for you. Good man. Good man.
You had to admit that in front of him. You did? Yeah,
it just gives me the street cred of being open to other ideas.
Yes, it does.
That's, you know, listen.
I've voted for ours, where
retards.
I thought it was
good.
When I thought it was warranted,
sure,
yeah,
but no, I think it was because it was one of these Hasidics who just did not seem prepared for it.
Yeah, just
so I talked to Sensei Russ about it, and he was pushing this guy. So I'm like, all right, I'll vote for this one.
All right,
I don't think I'll vote for this one again. Yeah, not that I know if they've done a good job or bad job. I got to be honest about it.
Oh, really? Okay.
Because it's very local. But.
Oh, but what? Why are you feeling?
Because I'm
you
just
wouldn't?
So disgusted with the R party.
Oh,
at this
I
point.
See.
You know, a couple of years ago, I was more open to it. But right now, I just think we need to stop this. Because right now, you have a party that's running everything.
Yeah.
So right now, I just think you need to halt that. If it was all D's running things and I didn't like them, I might vote for R's.
Just to, like, have a little bit more balance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe. So that's probably I'm going to probably go straight D's on this one, whereas in the past I did not.
You shocked Tom. He said, wow, Davin voted Republican and didn't spontaneously combust.
That's only when I go to church, Tom. Only when I go to church or temple. No, despite your thoughts, Tom, I'm open-minded to shit.
Yeah.
I really am. Listen, if the Republicans would run a moderate something, I'd be very open to it. I just don't want to rubber stamp on these policies. You know, these policies are just not where my values are. If you had a moderate Republican running against maybe a far left Democrat,
yeah,
I could conceivably vote for a moderate Republican.
Yeah, in those sort of instances, I could too, because you know, it's like,
and
I
to
want
to tell you the truth. The far left has gotten so out of hand.
Well, they're like the far right now.
Republican would be. You know,
left has taken a page on the far right, where it's now the loudest voices, and the people in the middle, which is generally me, despite what some may think, you know, we're kind of left without something. Now, if I have a choice between the far left and the far right, if those are my two choices, I'm going to go far left because I lean more liberal, especially on a lot of social issues. But like I said, if you gave me a moderate Republican that wouldn't just rubber stamp something that I thought was thoughtful about issues and everything versus a far left loon that says abolish ICE, I might go to the moderate Republican. But the moderate Republicans can't win anymore. They don't get out of the primaries anymore. So I'm not given the John Kasich option, which really before what we see now really was not really a moderate. He was kind of more to the right, especially on social issues. But in today's things, he's considered a moderate.
What about a John McCain? What about a John McCain style?
I always respected John McCain, even when I didn't agree with his politics. That's why I never attacked him personally. I always respected him a lot. I mean, the thing about John McCain is there's been different incarnations of him politically.
Yes.
Which era am I getting? Am I getting Maverick John McCain, or am I getting everything that I need to do to win this election John McCain?
Yeah.
If I'm getting Maverick John McCain, who's a free thinker, it makes somebody like me take a look.
Yeah.
If I'm getting, you know, I got to win this election, John McCain, and I'm bringing Sarah Palin to the dance.
Oh God!
You know, I can't entertain that, especially now that he's zombie John McCain. I can't vote for zombie John McCain, Joe. I won't.
Oh, I totally will.
Well, you would totally vote for zombie.
Yeah.
You can't kill zombie John McCain.
No, that's why I think he's got a good chance of winning in the afterlife.
Do you know that my brother's got a friend?
I doubt it.
He does, and. Unfortunately, he spends too much time on the computer, and he believes in this conspiracy theory that John McCain is not actually dead. I'm like,
people believe anything
when people say things like this.
Well, you know, because he was such a young man.
Don't you want to just like find a jacket with really long sleeves to wrap around them?
It's the same shit as crisis actors. We're up in Sandy Hook. It's the same type of shit. It's like, it just doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make
sense.
Look
at all the shitty actors we have on TV. We have a shortage of good actors. These kids are that good and they're working in upstate Connecticut? I don't fucking think so.
I don't think
so. A little common sense. Yeah. As I said before, we saw the Twilight movies. We saw the 50 Shades of Grey movies. Not good acting to be found in any of these things.
No.
So
bad.
No, I'm not one for the conspiracy theories. But yes, Joe, if there was a moderate Republican who would not rubber stamp everything and was going against a far left person, I would have to consider the moderate Republican, because that's generally where I would. You consider it a moderate Democrat over a far right Republican?
Yes. If I saw the issues that they were bringing. And it sounded better than what the far right. Yes, I would vote for a moderate. Also, if the moderate Republican has a better chance of working with the Democrats, you know, to try to get things done, that is an immense consideration. You know, because basically everybody's in their own camps right now.
I mean, you had the opportunity. I understand why you voted for the president, but I mean, you can obviously make the argument that Jeb Bush or John Kasich would have worked more with the Democrats, and Hillary certainly would have worked with the Republicans, because Hillary was well liked as a senator and a secretary of state. Hillary's always well liked until she runs for office. Then the Republicans go in attack mode. But her peers on the right liked her. So if you really wanted people working together, although we thought maybe Trump would work together too. In your defense, we thought maybe he was supposed to be a negotiator. We didn't know he was going to go this far to the right and play to the right. But, I mean, now it's pretty obvious he's not going to work with the Democrats. They're not going to work together. That's where we are.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. So that's why I'm saying that, yes, if there was a moderate Republican, you know, or a moderate Democrat, you know, I may vote that way for the simple reason is that we're both, you know, if they're willing to work together, yeah, we need to go back to the days of Ronald Reagan and Tip O'Neill, where they were in their own camps, but they worked together. They got things done together. They put things aside to do things to get it done together.
Listen, here's how you need to know how bad things are. Things like climate change have been issues for years, but it's only recently that it was a partisan issue.
Right.
People forget Richard Nixon started the EPA. George Herbert Walker Bush signed the Montreal Protocol, which fought the ozone. So it didn't use
fought the ozone.
No, with the hole in the ozone, working against the hole in the ozone.
I know
it didn't used to be a partisan thing,
right?
So that's how you need. So when you have like 99% of the scientists saying one thing, and it's still a partisan thing, that's how bad you know we are as a nation. When conservatives in other countries, when every other country in the world, the conservative parties all know that there's climate change is man-made, and it's just our conservatives here. That's how you know everything is partisan. Now, they did get some stuff done with the opioids, so that's good.
Mm-hmm.
And they got some stuff done. President just signed into law the thing that would allow people to try these drugs that the FDA hadn't approved yet if they're terminal. So they can still get some things done in a few small areas. But as far as broad agreement? No.
Is a generalization on climate change, and I'm generalizing on this. It might have been why it's got a partisan due to the effect or the assumption of overregulation. I'm leaving it at that.
Listen, Joe, I'm going to be completely honest with you. Yes, if we're going to be serious about tackling what's going on because we want to save this earth. And I might do a thing about EPA. I was going to do it next week. We'll maybe wait a couple of weeks to come back. But yes, Joe, there's going to be more regulation. That's just the way it is. But
that would be a whole show going over that, but just as a general point.
And what a fun show it would
That's
be.
That's why it's got bipartisan.
Right. But again, it's our earth, and we have to come to terms with it.
Ooh, particles per million. I can't wait to discuss this.
But what I'm saying is it used to be something like even the left and the right could get together and go, oh, shit's going on with the earth. Maybe we should solve this.
I mean,
you used to be able to do that. You can't
everybody
now.
Used to be sad about the Indian crying on the side of the highway.
Sure.
Now we can't even have that.
Unless he's building a casino.
Yes, that's right. Or selling cigars.
Yes.
Then it's bad.
No. But I mean, yeah. I mean, so Joe, yeah, you're not going to get them working together, unfortunately. Probably the last time they were working together was after 9/11.
Yeah.
You know. But as far as anything else,
now if I could go back to what I said last week, you brought up 9/11. What I think it's going to take, unfortunately, to get try to get everybody back on the same page is going to be another national tragedy.
But it'll just be temporary anyway. It would just be a temporary fix, and then they would go back to their tribes, and you know, it's always about scoring political points. Everybody's playing to their base now. That's why the president's all, you know, now he's campaigning for people, but he's been doing these speeches since he's been in office. It's about playing to his base. He's the first president who didn't try to become everybody's president. He's playing to the base. So now you got the Democrats go, well, fuck it, we're going to play to the base. And the base of the left is much more extreme than the moderates. You have the people going, abolish ICE, which most moderates are not like, well, abolish ICE. Most moderates are like, no, ICE is important. Maybe we can rejigger it. I said jigger. Maybe we can rejigger it. Maybe we
another group.
Oh, that was your campaign.
I said jigger. You know,
doesn't make a difference. No. Doesn't make a difference. We know what you thought.
Well, you're not going to be my campaign manager. I'll tell you that.
No, I wouldn't touch you with a 10-foot pole. You got to find a good bullshit artist like you. Get out of that one.
I well, you know, Joe's a bullshit artist, just not a good one. So I'll do my
I'm
best.
A moderate bullshit artist.
Joe's a moderate. He's a bullshit artist in training.
No, I'm actually a bad bullshit artist. I'm not very good.
I'm trying to think if Joe's. No, you're really not. Joe's not really a good bullshit artist.
No.
Although I don't know if I'm the best to judge because I know Joe. I can see right through it.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I'm. I don't know how average people deal with Joe.
What do you mean? Like you think that, like, normal people would think that if he was telling lies or something, that they would go...
Yeah.
It's like, oh, they would be buying it?
Yeah, I don't know if... I mean, I've known Joe for so long, I know when he's full of shit.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't... Huh. Well, I don't see
Joanne
you.
Wasn't buying it anymore. We know
No, she wasn't.
No.
I don't know. I don't really see you, like, trying to be disingenuous that often.
See, that's part of the charm of his bullshit. Yeah. You don't see him being this whole thing is fucking charade. Really far right, far left wing liberal.
I knew it.
Trying to put on.
I knew it.
Joe's really a Bernie brother deep at heart. He's a Bernie.
Joe's
bro.
Girl just chimed in. He's a terrible liar.
Really? Ah, Joe. Nobody thinks you're good at lying. I'll stick by you, pal.
Yeah. No, I'm not good at lying. Even Joe's girl told me once, she goes, you're not good at lying.
It really sucks when you're in the middle of trying to lie to her, too.
I know. What were you trying to get away with when she made this?
No, I was taking hang gliding lessons. That's why I didn't call you. That's a terrible lie. You're afraid of heights.
I am.
Yeah.
I go on a stepladder, I shit my pants.
You go to the refrigerator, you shit your pants. That has nothing to do with heights. You just have irritable bowel syndrome.
Joe, please don't change the light bulb. Please don't change the light bulb.
Joe's very smart. That's how you know he's a good bullshit artist. You don't want Joe to change the light bulb because you're afraid he's going to shit your pants.
Absolutely.
So Joe can just sit on the couch and drink a beer. Watch an Ice Truckers.
Yes.
That's how Joe gets out of things.
Yeah, we're not talking about you, Tom.
Speaking of shit, I do remember, I had to deal with a cesspool problem today at my old house.
Ew!
At your old house?
At a house that I sold almost a year and a half ago.
What?
The new owner called up, and they're like, the cesspool isn't working. Do you know where the cesspool is? I go, yeah, I got an idea. Like a pirate, I got to send him a picture of my old head with an X. And she's like, yeah, arr, it could be there. You'll find the shit.
Arr, there's booty and poopy there. Arr.
So I'm like, I think it's over here. Get your towels. So... They haven't been in that, you know, they're not really living in the house much now because they're totally renovating the place. So they said, yeah, it was back it was backing up through one of the drain pipes in the crawl space, which knew exactly what they were talking about.
Wait, it was backing up in the crawl space?
Yeah, when you're flushing it, sometimes because of the clogs, it backs up.
You know what? You know what? If that happened in Anne Frank's attic, she would have fucking run into the street. She wouldn't have been able to stay hiding so long.
Yeah.
Even Joe's pipe work is anti-Semitic, see?
Yes. You have anti-Semitic turds, Joe.
Yeah.
Not turds.
So.
Conveyors.
She was asking me about, like, who put it in. I told them the place to put it in. They said, you don't recall putting it in. And I'm like, well, I don't, you know, and I'm sitting there, I go, I don't have time for this, you know.
I don't have time for this shit.
I have sewers now. I don't have to worry about it.
Joe's moved on up to the sewer. Good for you, Joe.
I even said, I go, I was talking about it the other day, I go, I'm so glad I got sewers. I don't have to worry about a cesspool. Apparently, I have to worry about my old cesspool now.
No, I mean, you don't really have to worry. I mean, they called asking for help. You did the best you could. It's not your problem.
Oh, yeah, you know. They bought the place.
But
know,
wouldn't the deed have that? I mean, wouldn't that be on the deed where the cesspool's located?
No, it's not. No, it wouldn't be on the deed.
On the survey.
I got the cesspool put in about 8 years ago, and it was. I thought it was from the people that put it in. So, and the funny thing is, I would have the. You know, I told her. I go. I used to keep the receipts on everything, but I go, to tell you the truth, I was cleaning out my files a couple of months ago, and I threw all that stuff out. I don't own the house anymore.
No,
it's my care.
Yeah,
you know. I got to make room for the files for the new place, you know. So I go. I told her, when I get home, you know, later, I'll take a look to see if it's there. But I doubt it is because I pretty much got rid of it.
Yeah, you did the best you could. You're a nice man.
Well, isolate that.
You know.
I
actually have to go. I actually have to go back to. He said he had some things of some mail that Joanne and I got. So I gotta. I'm probably gonna go there in about 2 weeks.
Could be a trap. They might want you to clean the cesspool.
Funny, yeah.
Or
have them help me find it. Like I gotta walk around like the Indiana Jones of shit. I think it is there, Dr. Jones.
Yeah. if we can't find you, we're just going to go back to your old house, and we're going to follow the trail of old mail to where they've shoved you into the crawl space to clean.
Yeah.
That is kind
of... I think what it is,
Go on.
I told them they got to clean the drain, because the drain, because probably 4 months before we sold the place, the drain actually, the thing got clogged, and Joanne had to call the sewer guy to come over to unclog it. And usually I'd be pissed that I'm having a problem with the cesspool, but I'm selling it. I don't give a shit. But
you know. Did.
It is kind of ballsy, though, for the new people to call the old person a year and a half later and go, hey, where'd all your shit go? Where's the housing of the shit? Because we're having a problem now. Your shit is backing up into our shit, and we know likey.
Well, they weren't complaining. They were just saying, where is it?
They're very nice people. You know, she was very nice about it. Plus, we were talking about the neighbor across the street who I hated with a passion. And I used to think, I go, is it me just being a grouch? And she hates it just as much. The whole neighborhood hates her.
Well, Joe, don't sell yourself short, Joe. You are a grouch. Don't sell yourself short.
No. Yeah, don't get me wrong. No, I'm about as pleasant as a cactus. But I go, it's like,
cactus is
pretty. I was worried when I moved out to my new neighborhood. If I would, people didn't think I was nice, which I am. I mean, my new neighbors are very, very sweet people. The whole lot of them. Oh. They're really nice, So it's nice to be nice to the nice.
Nice. All right. Very nice. Well, Joe, I believe you have someplace to go.
Yes, I will. I will probably be rejoining the show in about an hour.
All right. I can't say send our best or have fun, but
all right.
Yeah. Have a wake, because you can't have a good time in a wake.
Yeah.
So.
No.
All right. All right.
I'll be back.
Don't you threaten us. All right. See you later, Joe.
Bye.
All right. So we'll take our. First break of the evening. We got on the break, we got new music from B Infinite and Chris Cowley with their new single Near, and you can learn more about them at khb-music.de. It'll be a short break, and then we're going to tell you about all the rights that people, including you, may be losing. It's a shame we don't have Joe for this, but it's all right.
That's what we got to do.
We've lost our right to Joe.
That's right. So temporarily.
But Joe shall return.
We'll
fight
back.
Custer. Was it Custer? No, it wasn't Custer came back.
No, he did not come back.
It was a Patton.
Who came back?
I know there was a general that came back.
You know what? Don't know.
I think in the Philippines.
Oh.
I think it was Patton.
Patton.
I think it was Patton.
Yeah.
Not Dick Van Patten.
No.
He didn't come back.
Or Dick Van Dyke. No.
He's still around.
Yeah, he is.
All right, we'll be back.